Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We have two Playmakers in the studio today who are both Iowa Hawkeyes. Our first is the owner of a marketing agency and the owner of a ranch, while our other is a playmaker, wants to cut the cord from your portable devices. In the studio today is the CEO of an entirely new kind of advertising agency, who also happens to specialize in hormone-free beef, while our other guest is the president of a tech company that wants to eliminate all of your portable cables. These great playmakers are Mike Crawford. Mike is the founder and CEO of MCC, and Ross Tegetz, president and founder of Triune Systems. And let's begin today's show with Ross. With more than 25 years in the mixed signal integrated circuit design industry, Ross Tegetz is Triune Systems president and founder. Founded in 2007, Triune Systems is a semiconductor company specializing in integrated solutions for portable products. Triune Systems has several solutions in production, leveraging innovative technology in wireless charging, energy harvesting, and isolated power. Now, prior to founding the company, Ross worked in a variety of senior technical and management roles at Texas Instruments. Over his tenure, Ross has successfully innovated and developed several product lines. He also holds over 50 patents, with many more pending, in the areas of semiconductor process, devices, circuits, and systems. But Ross wants to cut the umbilical cord between portable devices and the power supply by revolutionizing wireless power. Ross, thank you for joining us on Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
You know, my office is filled with hundreds of cables, most of which I have no idea what they're for, but they've been sitting there a long time. What are you doing to help us get rid of all those cords?
Well, the challenge a lot of people are having is exactly what you're saying. They have all these cords, and then if their mind works as mine is these days, is you forget what they're used for. What we're moving towards is more of a wireless charging solution where the infrastructure and the ecosystem can actually be in play where you don't need these cords. You can actually use near-field near-field solutions to charge the products up. It's a really analogous to high-tension wires. If you're a nerd like me, an engineer background, you'd go near a high-tension line and you'd hold up a fluorescent bulb, close the loop, and you can actually get energy that's propagating from that. The magnetic energy is something that's been around for hundreds of years. Nikola Tesla, back in the 1800s, actually was the guy that started all this fervor, but it just took to this day and age where microtechnologies come to a point where the economics and size get to an area that's practical.
Well, his name is now popular with a lot of people with the electric car that's now being marketed. You were showing me something before we started. You had two units you were showing me in terms of how they generate power. How does that work then? How are you doing that to help these companies let us be wireless?
So wireless charging basically uses magnetic induction and magnetic resonance. And basically what that is it's a magnetic field analogous to the field that you see or you feel when two magnets you attract to one another. What you're getting in that is you're getting energy. It's called a B field, and that B field energy can get propagated from one element to another. This has been around, like I said, for many, many years. It's a commonplace technology. But the use application where we're seeing things going these days as opposed to in the past is it really percolates around the cell phone. Some people love the cell phone, some people hate it, but I believe the cell phone's here to stay, and it's going to be our central player between office, car, and home. The problem is the amount of apps and the amount of sophistication in those products requires a lot more power. It drains your batteries, and batteries aren't staying up with the technology in terms of the applications and the technology on processing the phones themselves. That's why you need something like wireless charging where it's more Simply, it's a simpler use system where you can just set your phone down in your car, or set your phone near your laptop, or set your phone on your kitchen counter, and you can get charge or data transfer.
You know, I've had a wireless, or I guess a cell phone, since about 1985. With a car phone, I guess mid-90s, went to my first cell phone. And I believe about every 2 years I would get a new cell phone. And even with the same manufacturers, those plugs would change. There was all proprietary cords. And so I had to get different ones. So what you're doing basically is making it a lot easier to have any kind of device. You don't have to worry about carrying the cords with you.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody gets tired of the proprietary nature of those, although it is the nature of business to try to put some level of proprietary around it, whether it's a cord and putting some sort of patents around that, or if it's IP based on the architecture on how the phone is communicating. You'll still see some of that. And if you look at the standards that are in this market today, that's even prevalent there. There's more than one standard. The way we're trying to handle it, though, is we're trying to create a ubiquitous solution that works with all the standards. So we're trying to create a universal solution that works with all the wireless standards that are out there today.
It just amazes me that that hasn't been done and you're working on that. Well, you have another number of products. Taking a look at your website, which is triunesystems.com. It's T-R-I-U-N-E systems.com. And in looking at that, one of them is NanoSmart, and that's a technology work. And tell us about that and how you're harvesting energy.
Yeah, so NanoSmart technology. So there's just breaking down chips. What we do is primarily chips, which are the black things on the green boards, if you've ever seen them. But the NanoSmart technology is a very innovative analog solution. And what we're able to do is get the quiescent current numbers down into the nanoamp and picoamp realm. Nano is 10 to the minus 9th. Pico is 10 to the minus 12th.
So pico is smaller than nano.
Yes, a lot smaller. Things are running in the tens of micros to milli today. So we're talking about thousands, reductions of thousands in terms of the amount of energy it would consume. So if you put this into practical applications, it allows smaller batteries to last longer. You can create a number of ubiquitous systems. For example, smoke alarms. Who loves to change their battery in a smoke alarm, especially at 2 in the morning when it's beeping at you? This type of product can allow you to use a NanoSmart solution and then also then use some sort of scavenging, for example, maybe solar harvesting indoors. Solar harvesting indoors is a really, really small amount of energy you can get. So the key is how can you make sure you're maximizing that energy, that small amount of energy you're getting, and placing it to the battery, that storage element that you have in there, whether it's a capacitor or a battery, and then taking it to the load. This has been a real challenge, and we've been able to provide this unique technology in NanoSmart, which allows that to happen.
In hearing you, and I heard about every third word you said and understood it, but it sounds like you're focusing on helping us have rechargeable batteries and being able to recharge them easily, like in the smoke alarm.
Right. Another great use example is security. So we have some of our products going in security systems. The Hall effect sensors, the ones that are on your windows that, you know, you open them up. In the old days, when you did security system, they wired it back to the central system, which is very cost prohibitive. And if you have an old house that you want to install, it's very difficult. What they do today is they use wireless communication, right? The problem is it has a coin cell battery in there, and you have to replace those coin cell batteries. So this great use opportunity allows you to just put a little solar panel on there, put a battery in there that's small, and allows you to keep the system running forever. So it's a ubiquitous system. And one of the things you're going to see, that's a nice use case today, but you're going to see more home automation coming in play, whether it's temperature or whether it's opening or closing the louvers on your windows, or combinations of them, handshaking with each of these. And then it also works with your app on your phone. So you'll have all this stuff controlled by your phone at home, at office, where you can actually have all these ubiquitous systems, systems that are working self-sufficiently, and you never have to change the batteries.
That's interesting. Ross Tegas is telling us about reducing or having batteries that last longer and actually saving us a lot of money in the long run. Ross is with us. He is a founder and president of Triune Systems. We're going to continue speaking with Ross, find out more about his technology that is allowing us to get away from the cords. We're also going to spend a few moments talking about his other business, which has to do, amazingly, with beauty. Stay with us. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to be right back after this.
KLIF News and Information in the Morning
with Dave Williams and Amy Jadra.
Another Monday, another round of Monday morning quarterbacking is coming up with Sports Director Steve Lamb joining us at 6:47 to dissect the Cowboys' visit to the Eagles in Philly.
John Pendolino will tell us how the Halloween tradition of the jack-o'-lantern came about. Your kids might like to hear that at 7:37.
News and Information in the Morning, 6 till 9.
News and Information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2.
KLIF.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House we say, there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
I'm Lars David Staber, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Ross Tegas. He is the president and founder of Triune Systems. And he is working on helping us eliminate the need for all those cables we carry with us all the time. And one of the things you had mentioned in the bio, or rather that I saw in an article with the Dallas Business Journal, and by the way, congratulations on winning one of the awards with the Tech Titans. Was that?
That's correct. Yeah. Thank you.
You're talking about going to a Redbox vending machine and downloading a video. Tell us what you see happening in the future.
Well, that would be a great use case. So with wireless, near field wireless charging and wireless power, one of the things we should mention is everybody loves to pay very little for their electronics. Well, where that might make you happy, Steve, that really makes me frown, because that means my products within these products is even more under higher cost pressures. But a great use case for wireless charging and wireless data is we have a technology we've developed on wireless data. It's called BlazeSync. It's a very low cost solution. You may be familiar with the Samsung videos on TV, the TV adverts where they're clicking two phones together and they're getting data transfer. Well, that data transfer that they're doing is maybe a picture. That's 500 kilobit per second. We have a technology with BlazeSync which can do over 200 megabit per second. So instead of clicking a picture, one could click a video. right? So you could take two phones and click them over to one another and transfer a video within 15 to 30 seconds. Another use case is like a Redbox. Instead of having to go and bring home the DVD, you set your phone on there. You do a financial transaction through data. You stream the data into a proprietary piece of software into the phone. Then you take your phone home. You set it on your set-top box, which can then charge it, and then you can do a data compression stream or a real-time stream into your set-top box. So you're charging your phone, you're doing data transmission. After a few days, the file is no longer good, and you go do the process again.
Yeah, we're talking about going way beyond the George Jetson ideas we heard about years ago. I have my computer in front of me, and I've always wondered why I couldn't take my computer, hold it in front of somebody else's, and be able to transfer information. That's essentially what you're talking about doing.
And that's exactly it. Now, the thing is it has to be really low cost. And the type of applications, everybody wants killer applications in their new systems, but it has to be really low cost. And if you're throwing dollars at it, from a cost perspective, they have to put margin on top of that, and it gets too prohibitive. So you have to be very aggressive in terms of making sure that the technology is very thrifty and useful to apply to those types of applications.
Now, you're talking basically batteries. You're talking energy and all the power. Will this also impact automobiles?
Well, that's a good question. You know, and we could go into a whole story on energy and charging cars. And there's pundits that say there's the carbon footprint's even higher by going with batteries. But quite frankly, there are ways of doing near field and far field charging for the EVs and the hybrids. If you want to have a pseudo hybrid EV solution, electronic vehicle, where you can actually drive over a stall and you can actually charge it, or conceptually you could be at intersections. But, you know, I think there's going to actually an EV and wireless charging, there's going to be some other interesting intermediate steps that I think you'll see being taken. But I do believe that wireless charging will be a part of that.
Well, there's a lot of talk about self-driving cars. Cars driving their own and using electronic fields underneath the concrete to help drive them. It sounds like all of this would be tied together in some way.
That could. If you go out to Mountain View, California, in the Google campus, you'll see a lot of the car whirlybird cars where they're driving, where you see the spinning top, and actually they're using GPS and radar and telephony to control the car. The challenge with putting things on the road is you have to be real careful about the install base and the cost that's associated with that. That's always a big sticking point with everybody in commercial applications. Everyone wants to be green, but no one wants to be green if it costs them more money. And that is a fact that we all have to live with, especially myself in the semiconductor industry. We have to be very cost effective, and we have to make sure what we're replacing in a traditional sense doesn't cost much more than what the existing system does.
Well, we're talking about the future here with batteries and power. How soon will this be purchased by the OEMs, and how soon will we be seeing it in the electronics we use?
Well, I don't think I have to get my crystal ball out, because I think it's happening today. Quite interestingly, a lot of it's happening in China. You know, Chinese are driving a lot of the technology. They like gadgets. There's a 300 million population over there that has comparable spending power as the Americans. It's the same size as the U.S. So a lot of it's being driven in China, but we're actually working with major OEMs, PC manufacturers, laptop manufacturers, cell phone and cell phone accessory manufacturers, where you're seeing this stuff going into production today. We've got a number of clients that are taking our products, and they're already starting to install these things, and you'll see a lot of interesting things happening in the next several months.
The future is here. Ross Tagus, he's the president and founder of Triune Systems. It's triunesystems.com. But to jump on a different horse, so to speak, Ross has another company, which is called Renewable Beauty, and his website is renewable-beauty.com. Is that correct?
That's
Renewable-beauty.com. And I'm holding my hand a couple of products that you had brought, Skin Renewal Serum and Skin Renewal Eye Cream. Now, first of all, I need to ask a question. How does this relate to what we've been talking about?
Well, I'm a big fan of the hub and spoke strategy, and I really believe that the hub is Trion System and the spoke are a number of other peripheral companies that I've helped to either collaborate with or establish. Renewable Beauty is one of them. It's a cosmetic product, but the spoke there and the relationship there is a number of things in the beauty industry that are taking off with a fervor is cosmetic appliances. Clarisonic has done a phenomenal job in terms of actually putting out some new products that actually apply your beauty product with the appliance, and it works real well, and it's a very profitable industry. We actually have, or I have, some patented solutions that are complementary to what Clarisonic is that can actually get rid of wrinkles or reduce blemishes on the skin. The point we would do is use our integrated solutions and Trion systems and use those chips and build the boards for these electronic appliances for cosmetics.
That's absolutely amazing. Again, I'm on your website, renewable-beauty.com. Where can consumers purchase these items? Is it on the net? Are there stores where they're available?
So they can go online and purchase this on Renewable Beauty and send us something there. But there's also some online beauty sellers that are selling the product today as well.
And I'm looking at your website right now. Just go to shop and you'll see the products and you can purchase them there. Question I want to ask you as an entrepreneur that had a very good job, as you mentioned before, at Texas Instruments. You started this business about 5 years ago, Trion Systems. As a playmaker is someone that causes something to happen, which you have, what suggestions would you give someone that wants to get into business on their own, as you have, that will cause them to be successful? What is it they have to do? Now, we were talking a little bit, I'm changing a little bit here, before we started about the fact that you bootstrapped your own company. And I mentioned a word to you, I said it was persistence that you had. But what would you suggest to a person that wants to do what you did?
Well, I think to do what I did, you have to have passion first and foremost. I think that's entrepreneurial, that has to be the base. If you don't have passion and drive, you probably shouldn't go down that business. I mean, I had a lot of passion for innovation, right? And I loved the time that I spent at TI. But the fact of the matter is you end up spending a lot of your calories on other things other than innovation in that type of environment. So passion was probably the key fundamental that I was able to drive in. And then was formulating a plan on how do I take that next step? Because I'll tell you, a lot of people have passion and they never take that next step. You have to have advocates. Just like you have to have advocates when you work in a big business, you know, advocacy management, you have to have entrepreneurial advocates. And that's one of the things I've actually done with this hub and spoke. I'm helping several other entrepreneurs. How do they get off the ground where they can actually get capital, or how can they have a little bit of support? Can we do some bartering to make sure that we can manage cash together and help each other out? But getting those individuals in place, point was that there's a guy out in California, his name's Hubert Engelbrechten. He was a CEO of another startup out there, and he gave me some capital, right, to help do some development for him. And that was where it all started, where I did some work for him. I was able to take that capital. And once you cross that fear wall, working in a nice cozy office, going to the other side, and then you're a free range entrepreneur, you know, where you get the cold there, but I'll tell you, the grass and the air smells a whole lot better. You know, it's a lot more satisfying. And then the fear wall, you're always driving towards making things happen. You're always trying not to go down the goal of living under a bridge. You know, I had to ask my financial analyst that too. Am I ever going to have to live under a bridge? And he says, well, it depends.
Well, that fear also is one of the things that motivates you to make sure those things happen too.
Absolutely.
Well, Ross, thank you very much for joining us on Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
Ross Tegas, he is a president and co-founder of Trion Systems, also has TrionSystems.com, also Renewable Beauty, which is renewable-beauty.com. You can check both those websites out. Don't go away, because we're going to talk about not only advertising, marketing, PR, but we're going to talk about beef that doesn't have hormones or anything that shouldn't be in the beef. When we come back after this, stay with us.
Morning and afternoon news programs are designed to give you the big picture, news, headlines, traffic, weather, sports, business, all the basics. But news on KLIF has a lot more to offer. Every morning and afternoon, our news team works to bring you the types of stories you're interested in. Not run-of-the-mill cop shop stuff, but stuff that matters. What's healthcare gonna cost? News that's useful, not just the same old stuff. News and information 570 KLIF.
KLIF.
Countdown underway to the beginning of same-sex marriage in New Jersey. The state is not fighting an order to begin allowing homosexuals to legally marry each other just after midnight tonight. Local time, a number of cities and towns across the state will be opening an order to allow those marriages, including Lambertville, New Jersey, where Mayor David Delvecchio will preside over at least one gay marriage.
People are excited because things that were, you know, taken for granted in the straight community are now going to be, you're going to have people in the gay and lesbian community that can take advantage of that situation. And it's a good thing because it means everyone is truly equal under the law.
Federal accident investigators are in the San Francisco area looking into the deaths of two Bay Area Rapid Transit System workers hit by an out-of-service train returning from a maintenance trip. At least 45 people have been killed by a wave of violence in Iraq. In the deadliest attack, 35 were killed when a suicide bomber slammed a car packed with explosives into a busy cafe in Baghdad. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Where you get your news each morning matters. There are lots of choices. You can have the news spoon-fed to you, or you can get it with a dose of real people. Every weekday morning, Dave Williams and Amy Shadroff, along with the KLIF News and Information in the Morning team, bring you the stories you've said you're interested in. Not just more drive-by shootings and car chases, but news that matters. News that will affect your wallet and your life. Dave and Amy, every weekday, 6 till 9, on News and Information 570 KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein, and our second guest is Mike Crawford. Mike is the founder and CEO of marketing agency MCC. Now, back in 1986, Mike created an entirely new kind of advertising agency and public relations firm, one that focused exclusively on technology clients. At that time, this level of specialization was unheard of, but MCC grew into the Southwest's number one advertising and public relations agency for technology companies and one of the top high-tech advertising agencies in the country.
In 2006, Mike diversified the agency's client base to include non-technology clients, expanding into industries such as energy, insurance, government, finance, retail, health, security, and entertainment. MCC was recently ranked as number 9 for both the largest advertising and public relations agency in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, in addition to running MCC, Mike is a partner of Chisholm Trail Grass-Fed Beef, a supplier of quality grass-fed-only beef, which have never been given hormones or antibiotics. He also co-owns Red Peak Ranch, one of the locations where Chisholm Trail Longhorn cattle are free to roam its pastures. Mike, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
This will be interesting talking about marketing, advertising, and beef. Now, for I can see a little bit of the transition from middle of the Midwest Iowan. How did you get into advertising and marketing?
Well, I actually started working for a company called Northern Telecom, and I held a variety of different marketing positions. The last of which was in the marketing communications department. And we were launching a brand new line of products called the Meridian line of products. At that point in time, it was very difficult. We were working with an advertising agency, a PR agency. There was a sales promotions agency, an incentive agency, an events agency. And they didn't understand technology and how to translate it from feeds and speeds into benefits and solutions. And I saw that as an opportunity. It was, as you can imagine, in 1986, cell phones were in their infancy. Personal computers were in their infancy.
I think it was fax machines back then.
That's true. Very true. Very true.
And yeah, it was beginning. I got my first computer in 1985. So it really was the beginning of the technology that we have right now.
That's right.
So you were on the cutting edge of that. Now, one of the things you had written from your website, and the website, by the way, is mccom.com, were the modern digital agencies, the traditional Mad Men agency. Well, from speaking to you for a few minutes before we started, you don't seem like the typical advertising executive. How does that the Mad Men tie into that?
Well, I think the interesting thing is that you today what you're really looking for is to get we're trying to get our clients' products and services engaged with their buyers and their prospects. Okay, and so when you start looking at it from that perspective, there's just a plethora of marketing communications vehicles that are available today. Especially in the digital area.
I sold radio advertising years ago. Matter of fact, it was for KLIF Radio, but just a coincidence I'm back here on KLIF Radio. And the objective I had with every client was make sure they got a return on their investment with money they spent with me. I wanted to make sure something happened where someone was spending money. And my guess is that's what you're doing both on the advertising side and the PR side, causing something to happen so your client receives the money for that.
That's right. Especially in the digital era. What you're able to do is you're able to optimize, or what we call optimize. So now you have analytics that are attached with everything, whether it be on the public relations side or social media, SEO, advertising. You virtually have the visibility to see what's working, what's not working, and it allows you to change and make changes almost instantaneously.
Now, that's amazing because I've known in the past, and I was in the business years ago before the technology we have right now, but it took a while to change a campaign. If it wasn't working, you just couldn't put the brakes on and stop it immediately. But now because of the electronics and the internet and social media, you can switch it almost momentarily. And then you talked about the analytics too. We didn't have those years ago. And my guess is, and you can tell me if I'm incorrect, but you can see those analytics and just change something automatically for a client.
That's right. That's right. And you really get to see the results, and you can tie everything back to actual sales. It's just incredible what's happened over just the last few years.
Well, there's a lot of advertising agencies in Dallas and the United States, as there are PR firms. But as your website says, we're the big agency that does and the little agency that could. So what separates you from all the competition out there?
Well, I think most agencies, well, all agencies, they're very good at execution. And most of the agencies are relying on the clients to provide the direction to them. And what our clients are looking for from us is for us to provide the direction to them. And what we do is we take a very proactive approach. We really focus, we're very buyer-centric, so we really focus on understanding the buying criteria, both functionally as well as emotionally. And we take that information and we customize it according to the goals and objectives that the client wants to achieve.
Sounds like you're working extremely closely with them, and you almost become a partner in their business with them too.
Absolutely. We position ourselves as a partner to them.
Now, you began as a technology advertising PR firm. You've added non-technology clients too.
Right.
What percent of your business right now would be technology clients?
I would say probably 60-40.
So you're working with clients that understand the technology really well, and you're helping them leverage using all the different media. It could be print, could be radio, TV, internet, whatever.
Right. We've really migrated away from print. And some of the traditional medias, everything's more focused towards digital. And I would say that in addition to that, one of the things that – I'm sorry. I just lost my
– It happens thought. Here on the radio. I've been losing my thoughts all day too. We were talking a little bit about the technology. One of the questions I had was – do you want to finish that thought?
Yes. What ends up happening is that – we focused on technology because it was a very dynamic marketplace, okay? And what we've been able to do is go into those other non-technology markets and that are very dynamic and work with them successfully.
You know, you wrote that one of your clients is Texas Instruments. It's obviously technology.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the other ones was Chuck E. Cheese's, which uses
right.
a lot of technology in their animatronics. But those seem like two opposites that you're dealing with.
Well, if you start looking at the buying marketplace and one of the key buyers within Chuck E. Cheese are moms. And where do moms go to gather information? They are heavy users of the internet, and they absolutely go after mom blogs and seeking out information.
So you are instrumental in helping your clients make sure that they're forefront in front of those moms that are reading that information.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like what you're doing also is helping them develop articles that are out there that can help build their business. And it almost seems like the PR and the advertising is going hand in hand. And it's almost an invisible line between the both of them.
Yes, everything's integrating together. And there's all sorts of shades of gray.
Well, you also have on your website is we are, in a word, unexpected. My guess is you're working with clients that have probably had other agencies that really didn't understand what they needed, and you're giving them that unexpected, that way to integrate everything together and make sure their dollars are spent correctly.
You're absolutely right.
Do you spend more of your time with the PR or the advertising and marketing? Are you looking for sources to get your clients well-known?
Well, you are, but you're looking at all the different pieces, and there are actually new marketing communications vehicles that are occurring almost every day. So you're looking at those and seeing which ones can generate the best results for your clients.
As I'm thinking about the internet and websites and social media, it's changing on a daily basis. Everything is happening at the faster than the speed of sound. Do you have experts working for you that are constantly checking that to make sure they know what's going on and checking the analytics also for your clients?
Yes, we're doing that not only with the use of analytics, but we're having we've got a terrific team of people at MCC, and our investment back to them is to make sure that they stay ahead of the curve. So it's attending conferences and other seminars and things like that to stay ahead of technology.
So you're staying ahead of the curve.
Yes.
By all the additional information you and your people are getting. We're talking to Mike Crawford. Mike is the CEO and founder of MCC, and that's Advertising, Marketing, Public Relations. We're going to talk more about how he works with his clients when we come back, but we're also going to talk about how beef ties in with what he's doing, too. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to talk more with Mike, his agency, and about his beef right after this.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Congratulations, KLIF listeners. You are pretty special. 9 out of 10 of you are homeowners. You earn more than most. Plus, you're well-educated. Now, guess what else? You're also an incredible target market for advertising. So, if you listen to KLIF and you own a business, well, you might want to advertise to great folks like you right here. To advertise on KLIF, call Jerry at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that Love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House, we say there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
I'm Lars David Staberg, General Manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And we're back. We're speaking with Mike Crawford. Mike is the CEO and founder of MCC, and his website is mccom.com. And Mike, as I'm looking here, I see MCC blog tapping into the B2B blogosphere. And we were talking at the break about how moms get on the internet and like reading these things. Do you put together these blogs for your clients?
Yes, we do. Everything from designing the blogs, making sure that it's consistent with their website and all their other marketing materials and et cetera. And what we end up doing, what has happened, Steve, especially on the in the media outlet side of things, is it's changed, as you know, tremendously. And the editorial departments have shrunk. They've gotten not only the staffing, but even from a content standpoint. and the length. And so what ends up happening is that we write a lot of articles, whether it be in blogs or even with the different media outlets, which are typically 500 to 1,000 words in size, as opposed to what it used to be, 2,000 to 3,000 words.
You know, you look at a website, it's slick, it looks good, but the blogs really, many times for me, give me more information because it gets into the heart of what that client or that business is all about, which is why I like reading those. You also have run something a little bit different on the, and we're switching gears here, from the advertising, marketing, PR to food, which is beef. And you have Chisholm Longhorn Beef Trail, which produces beef. I'm going to let you talk about that. But you also have your ranch too, which is Red Peak Ranch, to have some of those longhorns. Tell us about why that beef is so good for us.
Okay, well, let me just start. How did I get in?
And that's probably what should have been the first question. We'll talk about the second question. Yeah. How'd you get into Longhorn?
My wife graduated from the University of Texas. And so I decided a great birthday present would be to buy her a couple of longhorns. And so those two longhorns ended up being 250.
So two longhorns began this business for you.
That's right.
And they go to two. There's 250 right now between in all the ranches?
Just on my ranch, I have over, not counting, I'm guessing right now, but it's somewhere between 250 and 300 head.
This is a little off the subject, but I had a friend of mine who bought alpacas years ago, and to go into business, to market the fur or whatever that is. And the problem he had is his wife fell in love with these animals and he couldn't do anything with them, couldn't sell them, do you get involved with that? Do you get a little bit too close to your longhorns?
Well, you have two. We have the registered longhorns, and those all have names to them. But as you can imagine, if you have 250 moms, half of the offspring are going to be boys and half of the offspring are going to be girls. So what do you do with the boys? And that's exactly what started the Chisholm Trail beef product, is that we had to do something with the boys. One of the things that I did is that I actually tested the product. It was amazing how healthy the product, the beef product is. And then tasting it, it's absolutely delicious.
Well, how did you get into the beef and developing it without antibiotics and without hormones? What caused you to move in that direction?
Well, it's interesting. If you go back and you look at the history of the longhorns, they have never been engineered like all the other breeds, the cattle breeds. And so they just don't get fat. And after researching and understanding how bad fat is for you, okay, and when they talk about marbling, et cetera, is it's not a healthy product for us to eat. And so having researched it and then tested the product and realized that it is leaner than chicken, okay? It contains a lot of your amino fatty acids, which are extremely good for us, just like fish. And the reality is that you could eat our beef every single day and not be worried about your blood pressure or your cholesterol levels.
I'm reading from your website, it's leaner than regular beef, pork, and even most cuts of chicken and turkey. In fact, at only 140 calories per serving, and that's less than what's in a can of Coke, a super lean grass-fed Chisholm Trail steak has less fat, cholesterol, as you're talking about, and calories than almost any other meat or poultry available. That's absolutely amazing.
It is.
Did you fall into that, or was that something that you knew ahead of time?
I absolutely fell into it.
And it also says, compared to regular beef, the proportions of healthy omega-3 acids are up to 430% higher. And your grass-fed beef has more vitamin B6 and 6.5 cups of raw spinach. So what we need to do is go to the website eathealthybeef.org to find out where we need to get this beef. Is that correct?
Correct.
And your website for your ranch is, it's red. It's redpeakranch.com?
Correct.
And you can check that out on getting information about the beef. So how much beef do you eat on a regular basis?
I eat it pretty regular. I would say at least at a very minimum every other day, if not every day, just having different cuts.
The reasons not to eat beef are now gone by using eating Chisholm Longhorn beef.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Ted Turner, I think, has the largest ranch for beefalo.
Correct.
And that's also supposed to be very lean, not a lot of calories either. Is that something that's hard? I don't know if you know much about that. Is it hard to come up getting the buffalo and the beef to work together?
Well, see, buffaloes, they don't have a very good disposition, okay? When you come out with our longhorns, they're extremely friendly. They'll actually come up and eat right out of your hand. And this is where they may have horn lengths that are in excess of 85 inches tip to tip. And it's just amazing how intelligent that breed is. Again, because they've been allowed to evolve, and it was as a result of Columbus, since we just honored Columbus Day earlier. It was because of him bringing the Spanish cattle to the Americas that we now have the Texas Longhorn as a breed.
So not only are they going to eat good meat for them, but also intelligent and friendly beef too. Mike, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Mike Crawford with MCC Advertising Marketing, Chisholm Longhorn Beef Trail, and Red Peak Ranch. I'm Steve Klein, Playmakers Talk Show. Every week, same time. Join us next week. See you then.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take.
antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
News and information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.